This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
First of all, Pittsburgh, give yourself a round of applause. You showed up, you showed out for the NCAA tournament games here in town. That place was bonkers.
Yes.
The atmosphere for NC State and Oakland was as good of an atmosphere as you saw countrywide for the NCAA tournament. Part of that is the hungry nature of NC State fans that didn't believe they'd be in this position and now want to latch on. And then Oakland's not that far of a drive from Michigan. But kudos to you, Pittsburgh basketball fans. Now, can everyone shut the hell up about the ACC? I am so annoyed by the number of Pitt fans out there that are pounding their chests about the success of the ACC in this tournament. I get it to an extent. The Joe Lunardis, the Mike DeCourcy's of the world all said at one point that only two ACC teams were going to make the tournament because this conference ain't that good. And now you've got a quarter of the field in the Sweet 16 that is an ACC team. But the number of Pitt fans that are seemingly rooting for Duke, that are seemingly rooting for North Carolina, you know, with every team that advances from that conference, it doesn't bring Pitt back to life. They're still not in the tournament, and their successes this year don't mean that they're going to be more ACC teams in the tournament next year. Like, anything that's happening right now does not affect Pitt, and I don't think enough people realize that, Doran.
See, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm personally okay with people wanting the ACC to win games and to further have the staple of how many ACC teams are still playing, because the talk was the ACC was down. It was a mediocre conference. Well, it's shown that it wasn't a mediocre conference. So I'm okay with that discussion. Like, okay, look how many ACC teams are in. This conference was actually the better conference in this tournament. But for the Pitt fans, I tweeted this last night. I'm like, I think I'm personally over it. Like, they're not going to come back. They're not going to make the tournament. They didn't make the tournament. It's time to move on. Like, you can sit there and you can sulk and you can let this take over your body. And a lot of people are willing to do that because they're very upset, and rightfully so. You're right. You have a right to do what you want to do. But for me personally, like, I'm like, okay, like, let's think about next year, because there's no coming back. Nothing that you can do and how much you complain is not going to bring them back and plug them right into a Sweet 16. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, Doran, at least in my opinion, is it's not going to affect the way the conference is looked at by the powers that be next year.
Right.
Miami made the Final Four last year. And so a lot of the same talking points that you have ACC fans spouting right now are the same ones you had last year. Wow, Miami, that's a great team. That's a Final Four team. They deserved inclusion. This conference is great. It didn't gain the conference any respect for this year. And to all the people saying, look, the committee, they were getting it wrong. All the teams that are advancing, the committee put in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The committee could easily, if the committee did a post NCAA tournament press conference, and they don't do that, but if they did, they could say this. Yeah, the ACC teams that were deserving, we put in, as evidenced by they advanced in the tournament. The ones that we didn't think would have advanced, we didn't put in. They put these teams in.
But I think that people are like, okay, well, you didn't put two teams in, and this is where Pitt does fall into this category. You didn't put Wake Forest or Pitt in, and they're teams that if they were to be in, they'd probably be in this far as well.
Maybe.
And that's where I think people's gripes are. It's like, okay, did you know that they would go this far and they'd make you look bad because there would be not four but six?
Well, here's the thing. If Virginia didn't make it, then it might have been Seton Hall. Or it might have been Rick Pitino's St. John's Club. Because don't look now, the Big East is 6-0 in the tournament. The Big East is kicking butt right now. And so if Virginia's left out, it could have easily been one of those Big East teams that was included instead. And based on tournament results, they have every right to claim exactly what the ACC is claiming right now. You should have given us more teams because, my gosh, this conference is good. UConn's coach came out yesterday and said, why isn't Seton Hall in here? Seton Hall beat us by 15, and look how good we are. So I think when the NCAA tournament starts going, if you want to find and leech onto a narrative, you can. You can, whatever narrative you had coming in, if you want to leech onto one, you can find one. Like, the Big 12 is 6-6. It's not like they've had a bad tournament. If you want to say the Big 12 is good, you can say that.
Yeah, but they talked up the Big 12 too much. And I think that's where people are upset. Like, you talked them up. This is the premier league that we need to have as many teams as possible. And look what the ACC is doing compared to that. Like, I get the whole conference discussion. But narrowing down to, like, one team, which is Pitt, like, they're just not going to get in.
I don't look at this as any different than bowl season. Like, oh, the SEC sucked in the bowl games. That means the conference must not be good. Oh, the Big 12 isn't playing as well as the ACC. That means the ACC is by far the better conference. It's a single elimination tournament in a big sample size sport. We have taken a big sample size sport and we've made it, you win or you go home. And there's a lot of variance and there's a lot of variables. It's not an exact science. I think anybody trying to make anything out of the way a tournament goes probably spending too much time on trying to do such things. Sit back, enjoy, and hopefully you win some bets. IMO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.